Welcome back, guys. DGS 404. We're gonna be out of here about 4:40 today to make room for the Cardinals pregame second game against the Reds. Hopefully it goes better than last night. We'll begin here on KMOX at 5:40 p.m. Time for the think tank. Two of our favorites, we have Jeff Rainford, we have Mike Elam. I'm gonna do you guys a favor and not discuss what we're just discussing off the air vis-a-vis your first job.
I don't know. I was loving all this stuff you were talking about with Dave Murray. I was learning a whole lot about Rachel's life growing up. That was awesome.
And
you can write
people.
Love notes for me. That'd
yes.
be great.
You're the Cyrano of the DGS. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we had a really great, spirited discussion/debate earlier in the show between pretty much Wheeler and Amy Mark scores about sports betting and whether it's a good thing, a bad thing, whether you can conflate it with alcohol and dispensaries and prostitution, like any sort of vices. Where do you guys come down on the sports betting, Mike?
I'm in favor of sports betting. Where people are doing it right now, they're just driving across a river to do it. So I don't think it's really going to make that big of a difference.
Is it like the lottery where some of the money goes to the state and goes to education or anything like that? Or is it simply a private business that's going to bring in more money?
I think it's both. I think it's a private business that's going to bring in more money. But I think I would like to see where they want to earmark the money, if they want to earmark the money. But I just hope they don't earmark the money the way that they did lotteries and say, we're going to put this money toward education, but we're going to pull all the money that we used to put into education out. So you're really not getting any new money.
Gotcha.
I think Missourians have learned that shell game.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think as long as there's not a shell game, then that's fine. But I will tell you right now, I know a lot of people personally who drive to Illinois and they do their bets, and then they drive back across the river,
or they get a VPN, and they can't tell where you are, and you can sign in like you're somewhere else. Like Illinois made $142 million in one fiscal year off of just the taxes from sports betting.
Yeah, I think it's horrible, quite frankly, to do all of the betting personally, just because the biggest population that suffers from sports betting, from what I've seen and the research I've been able to see, are young males. And they don't have compulsion control, and they bet themselves into oblivion. And I was just talking with a county official up in Lake County, Illinois, about this particular thing. And she actually teaches at a community college. And she's got so many stories of young men who were in her classes who have just dug themselves into a huge hole, and financially they're screwed before they're even out of community college because they can't control it. And yeah. I mean, think that's part of that.
A friend of mine was $30,000 or $40,000 in debt to a bookie. This was 1995.
Yeah,
I mean, it happened. That's not new, whether it's legal or not. It's
that's
happening.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Personally, I'm against it, but.
Against it for you.
Yeah, yeah against yeah. it for me.
Because I don't gamble much either, because you're going to lose.
I'm too cheap, man.
Yeah, so I
I really am.
I know I'm a Democrat, and I'm supposed to be for the nanny state and stuff, but I actually think the government should let us fail, you know, let us do our thing. And so if you want to smoke, I don't think smoking dope is good for you. You want to do it, do it. If you want to drink yourself until your liver explodes, do it. If you want to bet on sports, do it. I will say this, that I don't think, I no longer fall for any, well, you know, if you do this, veterans will benefit or education will benefit. I tune all that out and instead say, if young men want to go gamble and they lose all their money, then that's on them. And I'm actually kind of getting to the point overall where the far left and the far right in different ways want to tell us how to think, how to live our lives. And that's kind of like, and I saw this in the Olympics, what sets us apart as Americans is, and sometimes to our own detriment, is we have more individual freedom than other places. And I personally like that, but I do see the downside of it, but I like it. And I think in the case of this, I'm not going to vote for it if they say veterans get it or this get it or that get it. But I do believe that if people want to bet on sports, they should be allowed to bet on sports.
So we're old enough. I'm old enough at least. Remember the 70s, 80s, 90s. Did we have more personal freedom or less, do you think, overall?
Ooh, well, I think we had less in the sense that what you could do back then. I mean, the amount of opportunities available to you today, even if it's only on your smartphone, the amount of things that we can do today as individuals, at least I can, as long as you have a, you know, you're not broke, or you're not having to work 80 hours a week just to feed your family. The amount of stuff that we can do today, airline prices are cheaper. There, you know, there were people who couldn't fly before deregulation who can fly today. All the stuff you can do on the internet. You know, now marijuana is legal. Gambling has become legal. I actually personally believe, now, I think there's pushback to that, and I think maybe that's where the far left and the far right are going, because there's a downside to unlimited freedom. But I feel today like we have way more choices and can do way more things. I bet you if you go to the grocery store in the 70s and go to the grocery store today, there's way more choices. It feels that way to me.
Well, I grew up in a small town of 3,600 people. Yeah, there's way more choices at the grocery store because there's more than one grocery store, which was really awesome.
But what about political legal freedoms? Do you think we have more or less autonomy, and who do we have to think for whichever way you go?
I think we have less personal responsibility, which is a bad thing. When I was a kid, and I'm sure you guys had the same experience, my parents never knew where I was. Like, we took off. I was just joking with a friend.
Choice. The government's not making modern parents be helicopter parents. That's a choice they've made. I will say this, though, on the answer to your question. I kind of agree with Gorsuch. In the things that we do in our daily lives, we have more freedom. But if you go look, I bet you if you piled up all the federal regulations that were in the mid-70s and you pile them up today, there's way more of them. I mean, Gorsuch tells the story of the guy who was the magician, and he had a rabbit. And a guy from the Department of Agriculture came in and said, okay, you have to have an emergency response plan because you got a rabbit and you're not eating the rabbit. And there actually is apparently some kind of regulation in the Department of Agriculture on that. So in the government side, I think there's much more regulation. And I kind of agree with Gorsuch that the regulatory state has gotten carried away. And the reason for that, I believe, is because Congress is so divided that in order to pass a bill, they pass the buck to the regulators and they just say, OK, we want you to get clean air. And then the regulators decide how to do it. In that sense, we have less freedom. But I think overall, our standard, there are people, again, there's a downside to unregulated freedom. But if you believe in freedom, I actually kind of think these are the good old days.
So which way are the political winds blowing on the abortion question for the election coming up?
Oh, I think that's going to pass. I bet it passes overwhelmingly.
You're talking about Missouri?
Yeah.
The compromise thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look at Donald Trump. He's kind of backing off on hardcore stuff. I have a hard time with that issue myself because, like, you feel like gambling is wrong. Yep. I feel like abortion is wrong. But politically, and, you know, it's a woman's body and here I am a man. So that one I have a little harder time with than the others. But it's kind of the same issue in a sense as far as the government goes. I guess it should be between a woman, her doctor, and her priest, if she has one, or rabbi, or whatever, and while it may be right or wrong in my mind, whether the government decides that it's going to regulate it or not, is a whole different question. And I think most Americans feel that way.
I'm definitely against it, but when you're asking what do you think is going to happen, I think it will probably pass because I feel like where the general electorate is on the issue, I think they're going to want some choice in it. And I think the way it sits right now, there's really no choice in it. And I think they want some. It just bothers me through this whole discussion that some people are that dead set that I want the right to kill a child. And that bugs me just from a personal standpoint. That's the way that I hang on. Let me get a thought out before you take your breath and you're ready to fire back. I wish we could have different conversations around the issue. And, we get to the issue of how many weeks is it okay to kill a child? And I'm like, man, how about if we talk about how can we make it easier to do adoption in this country? How can we make it more affordable to do adoption in this country? There are so many people they want to have a child so bad, but they can't. And we don't have that conversation. We're willing to subsidize abortion, but we won't subsidize adoption. And I'm like, why? Why won't you help people find an alternative? Why won't you help that young lady who finds herself in a position that she doesn't want to be in and give her another viable alternative? Why don't we do that? I've talked to so many women over the course of my life that have gone through that, whether it's been on panels or something like that, that they've talked about. And mentally, it follows them for the rest of their lives. Like, they should know what they're getting into. They should have the full options laid out for them, other than, you know, let's make it easier to get an abortion. And I'm like, man, that conversation just needs to have more color put into it, and more options need to be available before they head down that road.
And I pretty much agree with a lot of what you said, and I certainly agree with the tone of what you said. But if people who are pro-life want fewer abortions, I've thought about this a lot. You know what they can do? They can, in every way possible, make women full citizens in the United States and tell politicians like J.D. Vance to shut their mouths. For 10,000 years, men have been telling women what to do, including what to do with their bodies. So, and I know you're heartfelt in what you're saying.
Yeah.
Then you should be like, how do we do this so that men or the government is not telling women what to do, which is what's happened for 10,000 years. And what I hear J.D. Vance saying, you know, and that football kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, those when they're the people who are out front against abortion, no wonder there's going to be pushback against it. There's a way to do this that involves common sense, but it is not the government or men telling women what to do with their bodies.
I argue with people who say that they call it health care. That is not health care in any way, shape, or form. Abortion is not health care. It, in my opinion, it is a taking of a life. It is a killing of a
baby. But there's no scientific agreement on that.
There is, well,
it's a religious background that changes people's view on that. It is entirely a religious argument.
I would disagree.
Well, where is the non-religious argument against what we're talking about?
I would disagree with that standpoint, because I'm watching fetuses younger and younger and younger be able to survive outside
of the
womb.
Right, but we do not have an agreement as a species on when life actually begins. We argue about it from religion to religion. We argue about it in that there's a reason we don't have it codified, because we can't agree on a fact. It is not an established scientific fact at what point you become a life. It's been an argument for thousands of years that people are still having now. There's a reason why that's a debate. And the only pushback on this movement is a religious one. It is not a scientific one.
I disagree with that.
Where's the scientific pushback on it?
There's tons of scientific pushback on it that says when a life begins.
Yeah.
Is that what your question is?
Yeah.
There's tons of scientific. That's where the whole argument gets the scientific facts that come from that, where you've got a heartbeat, where you've got, as soon as an egg is fertilized, that some will show you.
No, 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 but when does personhood start? Because the Bible's got one definition and there are others. First, some people think it's first breath. Others think it's at conception. And there is not a universal agreement on when that happens.
There's not. I agree. There's not a universal agreement on that. But
I got to ask one more question, though, because I always have to ask my Republican friends who are
You're sounding pretty Republican today on a lot of things that you're saying.
Pro-life.
I am.
You are pro-life. Then I assume that you want strong but common sense limits on guns, because there's only one reason to own a gun, and that's to shoot and kill something. And unfortunately, a lot of those somethings are people. That's the thing I don't understand about conservatives, is you're pro-life on babies before they're born, not so pro-life on babies after they're born. But the gun thing's the thing that drives me nuts. I mean, this is the number one cause of homicide in this country, are people being shot and killed with guns. And yet you're pro-life on babies before they're born, but not on guns.
Well, that answer on the other side of the break. DGS Cardinal pregame in about 15 minutes, and then the game following at 5:40. Jeff Rainford, Mike Elam here for the think tank. I'll tell you one thing I'm against is the hand counting of the ballots. And it's purely selfish. I want to know on election night what the results are. It's just that simple. And I don't know what this says about me or my fellow man, but I trust the computers more than I trust the hand counting of the ballots.
So we had a county council meeting last night that had about 30 people or so who showed up. And St. Charles had what the election authority director is calling a glitch in uploading the results. The count was done, but they were trying to upload the count to the website, and the vendor had a glitch in the system and the software, and they couldn't get the ballots uploaded. So these folks showed up and said, this is why we need to hand count ballots. And I'm like, Really? And they had somebody who came in earlier in the year and they told us you could hand count a presidential election in 8 hours. You only need 3,000 people doing the counting. I thought, what could possibly go wrong with 3,000 people? Assuming, of course, you can find 3,000. And I know we've had a number of Jeff's favorite Democrats move to St. Charles County over the years. But do we have 3,000 of them who want to spend however long it's going to take? And it's funny, every time that they do hand counting, and because we take 5% of a total vote and it goes back and they hand count those precincts, random draw, and they pull out a precinct and they hand count them. Hand counting is almost always wrong the first time they do it, believe it or not.
Interesting. Yeah, and it's not because it's not because it's cheating. It's just that human beings at certain tasks, not every task, but certain tasks just aren't as good as computers. So Express Scripts had a big thing up in North County, and they do mail order. I don't know what their business site is, but they do mail order drugs. So we went up and saw the machines do the counting with a human being, a pharmacist overlooking it. And they said their machines made like one mistake in 10,000. And apparently the going rate with human pharmacists who count out pills is something like 100 mistakes per 10,000. So my concern wouldn't be that people counting ballots are going to like cheat on purpose. It's that their mind's going to wander. They're just not paying attention because you're like one, you know, you're like, OK, one for him, two for me. And we're just some things computers are way not just faster on the election night, but they're just way more accurate. And this is one, you know, one of the things that the computer is going to be way more accurate than an honest human being.
Well, it's funny because what we use to count ballots in St. Charles County, everybody has paper ballots, right? Statewide, the legislature made sure of that. You sign in on a poll pad, which is not connected to your ballot at all. It just says, hey, I'm Kevin Wheeler, I'm signing in, here's your ballot. You take your ballot, you color in the thing, and then you run it through, which is basically a Scantron machine. Mm-hmm. We use that for our kids' test every day. So your kid takes tests on a regular basis, and they grade them using Scantron.
College scholarships based on that, yeah.
SATs,
all the
ACTs,
time.
Yeah.
So we use, this is kind of like the, you know, a driver's license, an ID is only racist when it comes to voting. We use it for everything else in the world. We use Scantrons for everything else in grading tests, but it's only bad when we do it with elections.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.